I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. And guess what? BetMGM has an exciting offer for March matchups, and it's a first bet offer. So if you don't have a BetMGM account yet, take advantage. All you have to do, download the app, sign up, make a deposit, place your first wager, and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. If the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once the wager is settled. I cannot wait to hear what happened in Survivor over the weekend and how many people have survived in Joe Ostrowski's pool.
R.I.P. Joe G. He lost with Kansas State. Kansas State. So that, yeah, the Saturday game. He got it to the weekend. He started with a 6-0 record. And then he lost with Kansas State. So there you go. Joe G, if he would have made it somehow, he would have been in trouble because he used UConn and FAU earlier in the tournament. So I don't think he would have had any picks.
Oh.
Yeah. So he would be toast. Now, we started with 972. How many went 8-0? How many do you think out of the 972 are still alive? And they do all have picks.
I'm going to say least 20. One.
10. Only 10 people made it. Out of
I wrote
list.
Down 10 first, but I thought that was too little. Dang it.
Yeah. there is one friend of the show that is still alive, Ryan Williams. We've had on the show multiple times. So he's alive. He's got one pick available. He's had some killer calls too. He goes 8-0. And then there's one more person. The person that won this pool 2 years ago is alive as well. Former engineer for Odyssey. His name's Mike Peterson. I'm like, really? Wow. I just need to copy his picks all the time. And then do something that just be betting on those. He's been terrific. So I went over the 10 that are still alive. And if my math is correct, 9 of them can make one pick. So their next pick is done. They have one team alive that they have not taken. So in the Final Four matchup on Saturday, their pick is in. There is one person that has two options, two picks available. I mean, the key is basically
only
before
one
you,
person. So they basically
one,
wow.
one person. So. Wow. What would you do? Here you go. It is Paul, I'm curious what you would do with this. Yeah, one person has two options. So,
okay, what are the options?
You can just try to move on with one win, or do you go for it all and try to get two wins? They have San Diego State and UConn available. So UConn's the easier win, 5.5-point spread. But
if SDSU loses and you save UConn,
now you're probably end up tying with a bunch of people. Everybody else that still has UConn, and there are
UConn
people that still have UConn.
Safer, but yeah. Ooh,
what do you do? You could take San Diego State, the favorite, and then you have UConn in your back pocket for the championship, or you go on UConn, get me my ninth win, and there are other people that have UConn, so you're going to go to a tiebreaker scenario. Like, do you want to go for all the money, or are you okay finishing in, like, the top four? Like, that's what you have to consider.
Okay. So there's 10 left. Fourth place is 2K. Oh,
wait, let me see how many. I think I'd have UConn. Yeah.
You know what? Because you're guaranteed. Yeah. How many? Let me know how many people have UConn. But because you're guaranteed to already 10x your entry fee to finishing top 10, I'd go for it. I would go San Diego State against FAU. Yeah.
Yep. And then UConn.
And hope to have UConn.
Okay.
What would be wild is if UConn lost.
Right.
This person is one of three. So actually, you're guaranteeing yourself top three, right? If UConn wins, you take UConn. San Diego State doesn't make it. You don't have a play, just like those other two people. He is behind those other two in points, so he would be in third. Yeah,
but you could win it this weekend. You could win it on Saturday. You take San Diego State. Crazy stuff happens. Miami wins.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving yourself more paths. So, hold on, though. So those people have to take UConn this weekend, and they don't have anyone left for the championship game.
Correct. This is the only person that has two options.
Yeah. Got to go for it. You got to do
You're going to go San Diego State.
Even though I like FAU in the game, honestly.
DJW127 on the Twitch chat said, could you use SDSU in Survivor and then put like $1,000 FAU money line or
something? That's what I was going to say. I would do what I did with San Diego State yesterday. I put a little bit on the money line, but I played the 2.5 to try and middle it. So I would do that because you're getting 2 points on FAU right now, but I would definitely put it like you're staying to win 20K. So yeah, throw $1,000 on the money line, maybe another 1500 on the +2. And I mean, if you have,
go for it all,
if you can,
and
yeah,
how does it lose?
Go for it all.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to BOLL and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right.
Well, I would think you'd be able to, you have 5-6 days to get this set up where, like, look, you're just borrowing me the money for a few days. This is, I'm either getting this or I'm getting that. But we're not, it's impossible to lose out on this deal. Like, you're going to get paid and, you know, I'll give you some interest, whatever, if you don't have the funds. And yeah. The great thing is it's betting on a side and you're betting on the dog. So.
Right.
Did anyone forget their down. Entries? I love when people do that.
Maybe I Paul did. Can help me out here. So,
uh-oh.
Paul, as you know, the deadline for picks number 7 and picks number 8 are combined for the Elite Eight. You don't have to pick all. You don't have to pick a Saturday. You can do 2 Saturday or you can do 2 Sunday. Okay, instead of 1 every day. And it says on there where the deadline is for every pick. It says Saturday in the time of the game. There are people that thought they could wait. They could do 1 Saturday or 0 Saturday and do the other Sunday. There was one person who had UConn on Saturday and didn't make a second pick. I emailed everyone to make sure that they understood that they need to get both picks in Saturday. I was explaining how it's combined late on Friday night in an email. Then hour and a half before the games, I emailed everyone, hey, just to clarify,
wow,
people are asking.
Which you don't need to do.
Which I don't need to do.
Right.
And game tip, first game tips off, this person does not have their pick in. I email them again. Don't hear anything back after the first game. I email again because I felt bad. I'm like, this person's in a bad right. – I'm like, oh, my God, this is like the mistake. It could be the mistake of a lifetime for them, you know? And I don't know what I'm doing at that point. If they do get back to me, they never get back to me. I don't get an email until Sunday morning from them.
Uh-oh.
So I don't feel bad. So I don't feel bad at
what
all.
What did it say?
I went above and beyond.
What did they say? Above and beyond.
I'll read it. Hang on a second. The email arrived at... Hang on. Here it is. Wow. They emailed me 9:55 a.m. on Sunday. I thought I could pick one yesterday and one today. Maybe it's too late. But Texas would have been my pick. Doesn't matter to me. I'm thank God.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, that's ball don't lie, which is at least the good thing. Otherwise, if
dude,
Texas wins,
how
though,
could you not check your out. Email? You sent like 4 very nice emails like, hey, man. Yeah, exactly.
Nothing. All these games are going on. You got all this money on the line and you're not checking anything? I find that hard to believe. I mean, people have circumstances. And there were 2 other people that lost with K-State and never put in a second pick. And
did he even say, hey, thanks for your emails or anything? Like, you really
just
went
said
above
thanks.
And beyond and makes
just said thanks. Okay. Yeah. I thought I could do this.
At least he said thanks, but
for the 2 people that picked K-State and got it wrong, they never submitted a second pick, which could have got them another win. I didn't check to see if the availability and all that, but if you get another win, you still move up. Well, no, the standings go by wins first, point second. Even if you lost one game, like Lockie got one wrong and he got one right. So he's going to go up to the 7 win mark. He lost because of the Creighton thing. Yeah, you get credit.
So even though they lost first.
Right, don't matter. Doesn't matter. It's wins, then points. But, I mean, I said mini controversy. I felt bad, but I shouldn't feel bad because this is on this person. But in the end, ball, good call. Ball don't lie.
Yeah. Which, to my detriment, because I was on Texas in a survivor pool and would have been 1 of 3 left. But, oh, well.
Look good.
13-point lead, no big deal. Yeah.
Look good. Is he getting the job?
Hoover said he was on Zaga and who? K-State? He said he got smoked.
Kay Hilmer's had a good run, though. Yeah, he was looking. He was in a good spot with points and everything. Yeah, he went 0-2 in the Elite Eight round. But, yeah, K-State and Zags he took. But he was in a good spot there. I'm not sure if he cashed. I'm going to go over all that today.
I don't, Paul. Like, just knowing how Texas handles their football coaches and like Texas, I would be surprised if Rodney Terry did not cost himself the job. I think he cost himself.
Ooh,
the job. Blow a 13-point. I think you blow a 13-point lead. 7 minutes to play. 8 minutes
Jake
to play.
Jake thinks he's getting it.
Okay. I mean, Jenks is a Longhorn, so I mean, I trust his perspective.
Well,
but
he's also on those message boards and following every little thing. Just reading the tea leaves and people reporting on this, they think he's getting the job too. But I had the same reaction as you, Paul, last night. I'm like, he just lost the job. That was my gut.
When he teared up about how much he loves his team, I thought, or are you crying because you think you're not getting the job?
Yeah. I will say, I don't know that Tang is necessarily a huge upgrade from Rodney Terry.
Ah, okay.
This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Mike Rutherford of CardChronicle.com joins us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.